Section 160 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org. Easygoing to the point of lethargy. Elementary principles of right and wrong. Embittered and fanatical agitation. Encrusted with pedantry and prejudice. Endless and intricate technicalities. Endowed with undreamed of powers. Enforced by coercive measures. Enormities of crime and anomalies of law. Entangled in theological controversy. Entirely futile and negligible. Erroneous assumptions and sophistries. Espoused with extraordinary ardor. Essentially one-sided and incomplete. Eternally fruitful and stimulating. Evidently malicious and adroit. Evinces a hardened conscience and an insensibility to shame. Exact and resolute allegiance. Examples of terrific and explosive energy. Exasperating to the last degree. Excruciating cruelty and injustice. Exposed to damaging criticism. Exposing his arrogance and folly to merited contempt. Expressions of unrestrained grief. Exquisite lucidity of statement. Extraordinarily subtle and penetrating analysis. Exuberant rush of words. Facile and fertile literary brains. Faithfully and religiously eschewed. Fallen into the convenient oblivion of the wastebasket. Fanatical and dangerous excesses. Far off and incredibly remote. Fastidious correctness of form. Fate had turned and twisted a thousand ways. Fed by many currents from the long stream of human experience. Feigning a virtuous indignation. Fertility of argumentative resource. Fictitious and adventitious aid. Finely touched to the fine issues. Fit to stand the gaze of millions. Fits and starts of generosity. Fixed convictions of mankind. Flouted as unpractical. Foolish and inflexible superstition. Fostering and preserving order. Free from all controversial pettifogging. Freighted with the most precious cargoes. Frequently recurring forms of awkwardness. Fresh and unsuspected loveliness. From the standpoint of expediency and effectiveness. Full and tuneful diction. Full of ardent affection and gratitude. Full of presentiments of some evil. Full of singular freshness, insight, and power. Full of speculation and a deep restrained excitement. Fumble and stumble in helpless incapacity. Gain the applause of future ages. Generous to a pathetic and touching degree. Give vent to his indignation. Given an ear to a little neighborly gossip. Glances and smiles of tacit contempt. Gnawing at the vitals of society. Grace and gentleness of manner. Graceful succession of sentences. Gratuitous and arbitrary meddling. Greeted with unalloyed satisfaction. Grooves of intellectual habit. Growing sense of bewilderment and dismay. Guilty and baffled antagonists. Habits of unintelligent routine. Habitual self-possession and self-respect. Happy and gracious willingness. Hard-souled and joyously joyous. Haunted by blank misgivings. He affected neither pomp nor grandeur. He became more blandly garrulous. He declined the preferred hospitality. He dropped into an eloquent silence. He eludes analysis and baffles description. He glanced at her indulgently. He had the habit of self-engrossed silences. He harbored his misgivings in silence. He poured bitter and biting ridicule on his discomfited opponents. He spoke with sledgehammer directness. He suffers nothing to draw him aside. He took his courage in both hands. He turned on me a glance of stored intelligence. He was disheveled and untidy. He was inexhaustibly voluble, heavily freighted with erudition, heights of serene contemplation. Her voice had a wooden resonance and a ghost of a lisp. Hidebound in official pedantry. High and undiscouraged hope. High-handed indifference to all restraint. His chin had too vanishing an aspect. His first zeal was flagging. His general attitude suggested an idea that he had an oration for you. His gestures and his gait were untidy. His mood was one of pure exaltation. His plea was irresistible. His tone verged on the ironical. His work was ludicrously perfunctory. Hopelessly belated in his appearance. End of section 160. This recording is in the public domain.